All right. It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
We're live.
We are live.
We're sort of live. We're recording.
We're live to us.
We're live to us. This is the second episode of Hannah's season.
Leaps and bounds. Last week, we didn't have a name. This week, we not only have a name, but we also have a logo.
Yes. Yeah.
So, we are the Bachelor Cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought of, like, Batman, naturally.
The ultimate bachelor.
Yeah, the ultimate bachelor.
The ultimate bachelor with all the secrets.
All the secrets.
That would be one hell of a goddamn date.
And you know what? Like the contestants on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, in such good shape and yet so undateable.
So
you know?
So undateable.
Completely unemotionally, but in an Alfred picking up the trash and knowing everything.
Would that make Chris Harrison Alfred?
It has to be.
Yeah, right. Chris has Harrison
like
is...
Like a really... Not as charming Alfred. He doesn't age.
Yeah. Not nearly as charming.
Like, I don't think Chris Harrison would do any of the stuff that Alfred does. Like, get all the stuff about how you're poisoning people or...
Oh, he wouldn't care.
Or building the tunnel or whatever Alfred
yeah,
does.
Yeah, whatever else he does. The little stuff. He has a whole staff. He's yeah. Alfred with a staff.
He's got an entire crew.
Yeah, with a crew. Yeah.
No, but that would be great. If they did a Batman Bachelor...
Oh, I would watch that in a heartbeat.
I feel like after seeing the drag race world combined with the bachelor world, that the bachelor world without the drag race world will never feel complete again.
No, yeah, no. You have a good point.
You know?
No, there were some curveballs for
it's like
sure.
Having like a crispy fried potato for the first time. You're like, why have I ever had potatoes any other way ever, you know?
Crispy fried potato.
Yeah.
Known as a french fry.
Yeah.
Also. This week, okay, so introduce yourselves. I'm not going to introduce you all.
No.
So.
No. Okay.
Because I don't own you.
Yeah.
I told him not to introduce me as his fiance.
To our viewers.
Ownership.
To our viewers, I mean our listeners.
Yeah.
I apologize. I don't own her.
No, you
we
don't.
We are engaged, but I don't own her. No. She is her own
like
person.
Like, one of the requirements is she has to do a podcast.
Yeah, right.
About one of the worst shows of all time, but it's addicting. So, yeah.
Okay, so my name is Malia Renee.
Yeah, and my name is Drew Korb, and yes, Michael does own me.
And I am Michael Morin, and I own two people. No.
He bought me at a high school senior, one of those fun fundraisers where I can walk around with the day and do stuff for you. So.
Yeah, I was the highest bidder on both parties.
Oh my God. No one.
The only bidder
for me.
Yeah. Anyways, this week's episode, I'm so pleased with this season so far.
I've had a full turnaround. I am so in love with Hannah B now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm getting there. I think she's fantastic. I think she hits... she's one of our better bachelorettes, by far.
Oh, yeah.
It's like she was here. All she needed... I think it's because she has a pageant. Like, all she needed was someone to be like, here, this is... Let me show you what you're doing. This is what it is. And once she lined up with that, you can see how... perfect she is. Like, she can take it all just the way she did pageants and be a perfectionist and be perfect in this world. It's really impressive. She's talented, I think.
Yeah, and they're pulling out all the stops. When they saw roller derby, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They brought the drag race as the talent show. I was you know, this season is, thank God.
Yeah.
What I saw this season, or in this episode, that I haven't ever seen of her is how disarming she is and how much she's able to kind of bring out the genuine, like, authenticity of people around her.
Right.
And I just, like, completely fell in love with her in this episode.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I'm not sold yet.
Yeah.
I'm not sold.
Okay.
I get what you're saying because, and we actually even discussed this as we were watching. It's interesting because she's always going to, whether it's Bachelor or Bachelorette, she's going to always analyze the females on the show and figure out her opinion first on them, whereas I'm always going to figure out the guys first for some reason. I think it's just in our nature. But, yeah. Like, we noticed that in this episode, but we'll get to that when we talk about Ned later.
Yeah,
Ned?
And I want to know who...
Jed.
Jed.
Sorry, I'm that still on
Ned. Game I was like, Thrones who the fuck is Ned? Ned's the guy who owns the mansion that they're always staying at. That's got to be the most popular
Old
Airbnb,
man
right?
Ned.
He's the king in the north.
He's the king in the north. He came back. That's how Bran warred.
Yeah,
he's like, Bran, I'm going to make my dad come back.
As Bran warred into the Bachelorette. Yeah.
The king of the mansion.
I think Bran might have warged into Luke P this week.
Got it. Hopefully warged into something. What a disappointment.
Okay.
So we started out like, so now what? It's, they're in, they moved into the mansion.
Oh, they moved into the mansion, right?
The mansion.
The mansion.
And, the guy's picking rooms.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how this episode
went.
So it
started out with her, it was her one-on-one with that dude who's,
It started with the group date.
It did it?
It started with the talent show.
First group date, it started with the talent show where...
Mr. Right.
All right.
Right, where, you know, Mike Jones killed it. Like, he by far...
Magic Mike Jones. So... The guy who went right before Mike, I wrote down his name because I was so impressed with him. Where is it?
Oh. What did he do?
He was the first guy to take off his robe with some pizzazz. Some flair,
right. Oh, the
walk
Jonathan.
Down to her. Jonathan.
The server.
Smack his ass. Wink. Like, I was like, oh my god, this guy has charisma.
Yes, he was the only one who actually... The first guy who went up, whoever it was, I forget.
Totally forgettable.
He's totally forgettable.
He's the free space in bingo.
He got into his bikini bottoms and just kind of, oh, this is what I do.
And then Jonathan, when he disrobed, I was we have a contender here.
Did he do this?
Smacked his ass. Oh, yeah. He had the candy cane color. I mean... The fact that he had made the guys get into a Speedo, I was telling my wife, I was like, I didn't see one nut sack.
No, none.
No turkey hearts.
No. I thought for sure we'd see John Paul Jones' nut sack.
Yeah, I thought that's what he would do. Like, that would be his talent. He's like, you want to see me blow an organic bubble? Just squeeze the top of it. Well, come on. I mean, that's the John Paul Jones. We don't know nothing about this guy. But he unicycled on...
Yeah,
with the Speedo.
Pretty well, like pretty good at unicycling.
He throws some really young Heath Ledger vibes.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think for me, okay, what I loved most about the talent show, by far, was watching not Ned, but Jed.
Jed.
Okay, Jed perform, and like, you know, it's instinct for, I think, as a male viewer to watch it. Him perform his song and just like think, oh my god, what a piece of shit douchebag. Anybody who's singing, making songs, like douchebag. And mind you, he redeemed himself completely by the end of the episode, but I love the fact that he actually came out and had talent, and Luke P came in
with no fucking talent,
with nothing. And destroyed him.
Crushed.
Destroyed, dropping the L-bomb.
Okay, first of all, I was in Jed's corner when he sang his little song.
Right, I know.
I was completely, I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Like, fantastic on you. You are doing something that is very challenging to do, which is like perform under pressure in front of a lot of people and like really succeeding. And Jed's walk was great. And I do want to also just acknowledge Magic Mike's walk when he twerked everything
that
to me.
That was pretty
Dude,
pretty
Mike good. Johnson is the ace in the hole
it's
right
Mike
now.
Johnson. Oh, Mike Jones is a rapper.
Yeah.
He is, right?
Yeah, he is.
That
yeah.
is a rapper.
I just...
Mike Jones is also the linebacker that stopped the Titans receiver in the Super Bowl. Look, it's a sports reference way back in the day,
so
I think.
No far
so
head.
Far. Yeah, that's yeah. for that's not only for my dad.
All I know is that there was something that Luke P. said at the beginning of this episode. Oh, man, I wish I had written it down.
What did he say?
He just said something that was like a direct result of him not having sex and finding God. It was like... All of his motive, Like, no wonder. Oh,
wait, when, okay, so he was with one of our Drag Race ladies, and she's like, what's your greatest asset? And he said, my character. And she's like, can you dig deeper?
Dig deeper.
No way. No way. Not when there's gold on the top of this shore.
You don't want him digging.
Why would you want to get deep on that?
No. When he took his robe off. I felt embarrassed, and a lot of the other men said that they also felt embarrassed.
John Paul Jones felt embarrassed.
I felt embarrassed looking at him, but I don't think it's for the reason. I feel embarrassed at how much work has gone into his body. Like it makes
and
me
how little work has gone into his soul.
Yes. I feel like.
I mean, that's truth about so many of these guys throughout all of the seasons, is how much work has gone into those bodies and not into their...
Like, those thighs were so massive, and so many hours and years have gone into those thighs, and it just made me feel embarrassed, I don't know why.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like Shredder. I mean, if you think about it, on the outside, it's like unstoppable.
Yeah, unstoppable.
But once you get even a nick in.
And the look in his eye when he took it off freaked me out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
he had a look in his eye that was like frightening. And then he's
always
like,
got a look in his eye.
Yeah. And he was like striking those god poses.
Here's the thing about Luffy that I love is he's the only contestant that we can see in real time his thoughts. Without any words coming out.
There's bubbles. We can fill it in and be right.
We can fill in those
thoughts.
That is
such a good point.
Like, it's perfect. Like, it's only, like, I'd love to play poker with him.
You know, or it's you meant like a mentalist show. And like some psychic goes, you're going to pick a number 1 through 2 million. Yeah, and then the mentalist goes, you were thinking of 1. He's like, fuck,
bro.
I was.
Dude, bro, I'm being honest.
I'm being 100.
I'm being 100% honest. I'm not messing with you.
Let's just keep in mind Luke P is 24 years old. Ugh. He's a tiny little baby boy. Okay.
And let's not forget how much pussy was slamming.
Just slamming. Like hogs.
But yeah, before the show started, it took a weird shower to get him to stop slamming puss. No wonder he's freaking out over the opportunity to have an overnight date in a few weeks.
Like, in a few weeks?
6 weeks.
I don't know if he's going to make it. I think our producers are going to have to say, you have to keep this guy on. Yeah.
I hope so.
Like, the government expects us to.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you think that we're going to get more Luke P? I mean, obviously more Luke P than Cam. But I think I think Luke P is going to go pretty far because she is insane about him.
Mm. We'll see. I mean,
you think he's going to implode?
I think
what
Malia says, once we get... who is the guy? Is it Bowser? Yeah, like once you get... like, yeah, like the big shell. Like once you get past... once you get past this, I mean, Leah's right. There is zero.
There's nothing under this.
He starts to implode next week.
Yeah. Right, we start to see it because he starts to talk about how hard it is to watch her kiss other guys.
There's something that Mike pointed out, which is, you know, and we'll get to the I love you moment, that I'm falling in love with you, whatever. Right. But Mike was my number one first dude to step up and be a daddy, because when Luke said that and then Mike made that toast of let's all make a toast to being real.
Yeah.
And then after Luke pulled her aside right after that and came back, Mike totally confronted him, said everything that I was thinking, which is like, yo, he said, I've never heard a man say that. After such a short amount of time.
Right.
And I was like, exactly. But I know plenty of boys who have done that.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Plenty of boys who have done that.
Oh, yeah.
I got an email from a neighbor that said that, hey, she didn't say, hey, I read the blog and listen to the podcast and I think you're totally an atrocious human being. She was like, did you know that Luke grew up like near us?
Oh my gosh.
So you like, you should know him, and it's like, I talk to his family all the time. And
what?
I'm like, crap. he's going to just like, it's like kind of like Bam Bam. He's going to slam me.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
Yeah, that or maybe we so become happy. Bros. Maybe we knock out.
What if he's like the best?
He might be.
He might be the best.
No, he might be the best, just not to date.
Yeah, not to date.
Not to date.
What not he's, when he's
like
starring.
Bruce Wayne. Just a dick on the outside to other people, but on the inside.
Right, right. Look at John Paul Jones.
Yeah, we have The Bachelor on in the background just to watch it a little bit.
I wanted more from him, you know?
I don't know if we're going to get anything from John Paul Jones.
I just was hoping more. There is one guy who's been sticking around like a, what's his name?
Unemployed guy?
Grant from San Clemente.
Yep, the unemployed guy.
Unemployed guy. You know, I feel like they're keeping him around, and I hope at least in about 3 or 4 episodes, we're going to get to see him shine. We're going to see burn after burn after burn on all the other dudes in the house, and he's going to be the only one talking sense. I guarantee you. Or it's going to be a complete implosion. Or he's going to just say, fuck it, I'm unemployed.
What if she takes him on a one-on-one and he just like gets wasted? That would be my dream for him.
What if she takes him to apply to a job?
Oh, that'd be so crazy.
She's like, listen, you
wait,
got...
Wait, but I still don't know what Hannah B. does for a living.
Or what she wants to do. Did you see her dance around that question?
Yes, I wrote that down.
That was we're jumping around. The one-on-one is where she talked about what she did. And it was... the most vague.
She said she started, but she wanted a family. Mm-hmm. And then she just wants to give good back to the world or something, you know.
Exactly.
Or something good.
Something good.
Ink. Something
good. Something.
Something.
If you listen, whenever she puts a G on the end of a word, at the end.
It had a little click.
It's like a click at the end.
A little southern click.
If there's any guidance counselors out there. But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was interesting having the Mr. J was there from from the Tyra Banks show.
Right.
And
America's Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Model.
ATM. But like, you know, that date, here's the thing. Okay, so what was his name that went on the date? The first
Tyler.
One? Tyler.
Tyler.
So,
smoldering. Yes.
Tyler G.
In his profile, he kind of looks like the guy...
Jared.
Jared, who ended up marrying Ashley a little bit.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And here's the thing. What I noticed is that I think he said all the right things on the date. It went well, but I did not see a spot of chemistry between the two of them.
He was bored when she started talking about Colton.
Date is when I absolutely had a complete turnaround on Hannah, because when she talked about her experience of not being able to be herself and not feeling safe enough to be herself on that first date that went so bad in Colton's thing, I just was like, oh, this is why she's the Bachelorette.
Right.
Because that is the most... relatable, understandable thing. Like, sure, I just related so much to what she was saying, and when she addressed it, I was like, this is why she's here, because she's so she melted away a lot of stuff from that guy. And but then he was like, you really opened me up to be myself, and I want to be myself. And then he just held her. He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. She probably smelled like shit. Right, went mudding. It was like manure.
And she had white on.
They put her in an all white outfit.
They are really doing a special job dressing her.
Yes, they are.
I've never seen a bachelorette or a bachelor that they have spent so much meticulous, I feel like, energy.
The leather panties that she wore.
Who painted that on?
Yeah.
That is some sidewalk.
And then she just went right into leather pants afterwards.
Yeah, she did. She ended the evening date in leather pants.
Yeah. It was just, they zipped another, or painted, like, glued on.
It's that paint on latex.
I mean, it's compression, you know? It's like she's not going to get a blood clot.
And that red dress that just says I'm not wearing underwear.
Yeah. Right, right. Well,
that was remarkable.
That caused some problems moving forward at the end of the night. But anyways, let's go back to order. Okay. We keep jumping around. So,
I know.
So Mr. Wright, Luke comes out with that monologue about dropping the love bomb.
He dropped the love bomb.
After 2 hours of knowing her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And...
And yeah, and it's
was it made me
so happy though to watch this idiot basically just undercut the one person with talent. The one person who actually was able to do something legitimate in this actual competition. He comes on and just totally undercuts him.
And I love the move.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's brilliant. I really think. I was like, this guy.
He knew.
What if he's just a... Like, what if I just find out from another neighbor or maybe somebody that I trick-or-treated with that this guy's like Mensa quality.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he scored like a 200 on the LSAT, which is not possible. Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, this is just a hobby. It's like the BC
the BC we talked about last week where, like, he could be a genius where he's like, all right, I'm going in. I'm dropping the L-bomb episode 2.
Yeah.
First date, I'm dropping the L-bomb. Nobody's ever done that.
No.
I'm gonna do it, but I think I can back it up. I think I can justify it. I just need to make these moves. I have the physical side. I have no problem with that because girls, I bang girls left and right.
Yeah.
I have no problem there. like
I am cringing at this just because I feel like you're describing the movie American Psycho.
What movie do you speak of?
What are you talking about? No, I feel like that's, you know, there's a real chance that some of these people...
What if that's the next monologue?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, tell me about yourself. And he's like, I live at the America's West Gardens building on 31st. I believe in a regiment. I've never seen this movie, okay?
It is such a... It is such a small skip from where we're already at with him.
Right. He just gives her a business card.
He just
that says Pat Bateman.
Oh.
He's like, what about Paul Allen's card? Oh, I've seen Paul that movie way too much.
Yeah, way too many times. But
good
won.
Call. That's exactly.
That's very.
I mean, it's kind of shaken out. Like, obviously, we know he's going to be kind of. I thought he was the villain, but then he drops that, and then I think like. I was thinking about Michael when Cam comes out, and I'm like, Cam is just inserting himself.
Oh my God.
The most unlikable contestant.
And he's continuing to rap.
Yeah.
Like, continuing.
Oh, okay. So what I loved, the editor of this episode did was at the end of the rap included someone saying, this is so sad.
Yeah. This is so sad. Like, I'm amazed that the composure on the guys in the house dealing with Cam, I'm so impressed. Any other season, I feel like this would have been a full-on fight when he broke into the day.
I was, like, so happy with how they each, one by one, came out and, like, just...
said their piece?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also really happy with how Hannah, her choices of the people to keep.
Yeah.
So far, she hasn't gotten rid of anybody I gave a shit about.
Wait, no. We're jumping way too far ahead. We're going crazy. Right.
So it's okay, but so he drops the Luke P drops the love bomb.
Yes.
And then they go and go to some warehouse and have drinks and dinner.
Right.
And he doesn't get the rose.
Right.
No.
He doesn't get the rose.
Jed does.
And this is where Jed sprung up for me because she said that he makes her feel calm.
Right.
And I was like, that is a great sign.
Right.
Because of how anxious of a person she can be.
Sure.
And then she's like, when I'm with Luke, it's like this, like I can't breathe kind of thing. And I was like, is like actually how...
borderline.
I've heard like Dr. Drew say that there's like certain... things like borderline and narcissist where you literally feel like they're like pulling your energy out of you.
Yeah,
and
that's what they do.
Struck a little
he's
cord.
The Highlander.
He's the Highlander.
He's like, oh, I'm going to absorb everything.
He might be an American Psycho.
Oh, yeah. And here's what's great about Luke P for television is that, you know, we've talked about how we can see his thoughts, but like that includes like his reactions. When things aren't going his way, like it's so fun to watch his.
He's the Hulk. He's gonna Hulk out. but you're right. Like everybody can relate to knowing someone like a Luke P.
Oh yeah,
we've all grown up with someone who went to school.
Sure.
We know a friend who's dated someone like that.
Or married someone like that.
Know. Right.
You know, thought you were that guy in college, but
totally.
Yeah, and it's interesting. But I really feel like he's going to switch. Once Cam
Oh, yeah.
Cam is the Riddler.
Cam is the Riddler. That is a good call. I love
that call.
That is a very good call. Because really the Riddler, if we're going to go with Batman, is the most annoying character. The Riddler is more or less just an annoying version of the Joker. Yeah. You know, the Joker is your top-notch, you know, villain, whereas the Riddler wishes he was the Joker.
Yeah.
That's like Cam.
I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam is that's... I mean, whoever the Penguin is.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Ned. Ned. Or maybe it's the unemployed guy.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's the employee. It's, wait, what is his name? I keep forgetting. Wait,
that's the problem. I think that's what he wants you to do. Yeah, Grant. He wants to blend in, like, the curtains.
He's got a great name, Grant.
Grant, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't hire a guy named Grant.
No.
Not in a heartbeat. God.
No. So we had the Mr. Right. Right. Then we had the one-on-one date where nothing really... We found out about Hannah than Tyler.
Yeah, we found... But we didn't, though. Let's go back to this for a second. Because we didn't find out anything.
He said, wow, like, I'm really feeling like let's get to know each other for real. This is at the Roosevelt dinner.
Right.
And he's like, what are your dreams? What are your goals? And she's like, well, as a child, I always wanted to have a family and give back to the world.
Cool. So what do you want to do?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. That's like the vague, like, I mean, what is that? And what is the end goal of pageants? Is there?
I mean, The Bachelor.
No, well, we said that last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, other than that, though, like, it's just interesting. Because it is, what is the parlay? Like, this was her opportunity to drop in, this is what I... would like to have in the future.
Right, and she's circled around it like a pro, like a
politician.
Pageant girl she is.
There it is. She wants to be a politician.
Make it vague enough where it sounds like she's going to be a consultant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's going to consult.
Yeah, going to consult. Prolong the problem.
She's an idea woman.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Hey, like what we're doing here. The person who replies all.
She's a strategist.
Yeah, right. On the email. Hey, everybody, I love what we're doing. Yeah. Let's keep our heads going forward. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Oh, man, love where Hannah has heads.
Oh, right.
She'd be a great CEO.
She really would.
So this is when we cut back to...
the house.
Cam, who he's complaining that he's been cooped up in the house for two whole days.
Right, ABC.
Yeah, I just remember it saying, like, as he's saying this right below his name, it says, like, age 30. And I'm like, he sounds like a 13-year-old boy right now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he acts like a child. Yeah. It's like his energy is so...
It's so Shark Tank.
It's so Shark Tank.
It's like the failed guy on Shark Tank who just comes out and is like, yo, 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 it's just Cam here, ABC.
My favorite thing Cam did in the episode, actually, wasn't even his stunt where he came on the date. It was during Hannah's little meltdown before the cocktail party when she started crying.
Oh, yeah.
We cut to Cam when she's like, I'm just so glad y'all is, you know, I feel really appreciated and grateful and you guys are stepping up and showing me who you are and all that. And they cut to Cam and he's just nodding his head like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's talking about me. like, so you can see in his eyes, he's so clearly sure that she's talking about me. And the delusion behind that is remarkable.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Cam. Is there is delusion inside that man's head, like nobody's business? Well, we just haven't seen it all yet.
He's making himself memorable. He was memorable when he did the first meeting when we found out she was going to be the Bachelorette, and he won the first rose out of what, like three people, four people.
And that was shocking that he did.
Yeah, right. He's carried that badge of honor.
Well, let's also remember Hannah's state of mind at that point, because that was when we got to witness her for like 3 to 5 minutes in between saying words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't doubt that in that moment she was so nervous that she was like, okay, remembering people, somebody rapped. Okay, somebody did something. Right. You did rap. Okay, yeah. you get the rose.
That was amazing, that live moment with her. Ugh, I love that.
Yeah. So we went to the group date, the one-on-one date, which was, you know, he said everything right. But I don't feel like there was any chemistry.
None.
You know? No. I think she thinks he's very handsome. He didn't really reveal any more than, like, what she wanted.
No, they're keeping it light and flight.
He's right a Bachelor now. In Paradise guy. Yeah. I don't think he's going to last.
Yeah, right.
I think maybe a couple more weeks, and then he's gone.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, he's too surface. He's not... There's not enough in there. There's not enough of a story.
But in Bachelor in Paradise, I see him go...
Endgame.
Berserk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could see him in Bachelor in Paradise, like, wifeying up easily.
Yeah.
Real easily.
Like, I'm stuck on this Mexican resort. And just need a wife. So that was... Yeah, I mean... And then we jumped to the next group date. And that's where Cam got really pissed, because he's like, oh, I got to be on this date, right?
And right.
Then he wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And so then they picked everybody for
roller derby.
Who was that? Who else didn't get picked on that date with Cam?
There were only three people that haven't been out this, because they were like, who hasn't been out? And there were like three dudes. I forget
who
it
was.
Yeah,
of course we forget who. Yeah. She forgot them too.
Okay, and so then the roller derby happened, which was...
Whatever.
You know, it wasn't that... It had so much potential, but I think the problem was that we couldn't focus. I didn't know. We weren't focusing in on anybody.
Right.
It was a very blanket kind of, like, there's flailing bodies.
It's kids' soccer.
Everybody's
like bumblebees.
Yeah, every single one of them, except for the one guy who went home this week, were horrible at roller skating.
Yeah.
I mean, that was remarkable. I don't know if you... Like, taking that in, like, you don't think about it, it's like literally almost every one of them fell down the minute they stood up.
Yeah, and he got nothing. He's got that shirt that says, like, I came here and all I got was this shirt.
Right.
How much, just in terms of, like, industry, how much do extras typically get paid for, like, an all-day set?
$100.
Like, $100 in, like...
Depends.
$100 a day.
It may be more now with minimum wage laws and stuff.
Sure.
Because minimum wage.
But those are all day shoots, though, right?
Yeah, those 12-hour days.
12-hour days of sitting in a roller derby for the listeners, knowing that these people got hired to be like, okay, you're gonna, here's the call sheet.
Yeah,
of you is gonna paint your beard.
Yeah, that one guy.
You're
gonna watch about 20 strangers and maybe one person you know from television roll around for like 12 hours there was so... I mean, Fred Willard couldn't even save it, you know?
No.
Fred Willard.
He's great, but, like, how old is he now? I swear, every time I see him on The Bachelor, I get so scared that he's so much older than he actually is.
Yeah, he's aging.
Like, he looks... When he's on The Bachelor, he looks like he's in his late 80s.
Yeah, I think...
Like, we're gonna lose him soon.
No!
I hope not. I love Fred Willard.
He's the best.
He's the best.
He can't save that part. You're right. It was just nothing.
It was nothing.
It was nothing. Hannah looked amazing.
Yeah, Hannah in those leather shorts was a thing we will all remember. It's etched in the brain of every person who watches The Bachelor.
It's like, you know, she earned that moment.
It was very iconic.
Yeah, it was great for
her.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. She's probably worked her butt off for the last six months getting into tip-top. Perfect shape.
She's a pageant girl. She knows what the drill is.
She knows the drill.
And good for her. She earned every second of it.
Yeah.
Show it off, girl.
Oh,
you
man.
Deserve all those outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. She can melt Narnia. That's what I got thinking. She is just hot.
Yeah.
She really, really...
And here's the thing. I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way at all when I was watching her on Colton's season.
No.
She kind of just...
She never...
Well, she was dressing herself then, probably.
She was dressing herself.
Right.
But also, I don't think she ever fully got comfortable with Colton.
Right.
And I don't think she...
How could you?
Yeah. How could you?
How could you?
You,
Nobody did, actually.
Yeah. No one did.
No one got comfortable.
No one really got comfortable.
Oh, he got broken up with so many times.
So many times.
Okay.
All right, so we did the roller derby, and then we went to the after date.
Yeah.
And this is where Cam did his, like, you know, special.
And then we meet the golf pro, Barrett. Mm-hmm. The golf pro's like, I'm really foreshadowing, I'm really looking forward to my alone time with Hannah.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Like, eight times.
Yeah, they all, like, oh my gosh. And then the fact...
Have you talked to her? No, not haven't yet. But
really I can't wait for that moment.
I'll get my time.
I'll really get my time.
And all it is what? How are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you doing? How are you feeling? Doesn't that...
I know.
I'm really curious to see how long is the alone time? And honestly, what's happening... Okay, because what's happening, is it the 12-hour shoot day? Because that's the only thing that I can gauge from it, is that... There's a certain point where Hannah has to leave, right? And she's like, oh, I ran out of time. And the only reason for that I can see is that you got a crew for 12 hours. And if you're getting close to 12 hours...
Overtime.
Can't have it, yeah. So basically, that's the only reason. Otherwise, it's like, why are you running out of time? It's still nighttime.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm just curious. They must have shot... the roller derby must have taken a lot longer. Like, that's the way they do it. They push it in so tight.
For the listeners, this is great insight to know, is that you have a crew for only a certain amount of time and a certain amount of sets.
Right.
And so they have to bounce back. And then it goes, it's not even time and a half. Is it crazy overtime for the crew, probably?
No, yeah. I mean, it's time and a half, but the time and a half, the rates at which everybody usually is working is so enormous.
Yeah.
Especially on something like this. And when you got, it depends if they've got a crew that's bouncing. Like, it could be, if they were smart, they would split the crew up in two locations, so different people on different schedules. But not to get too technical,
but this makes sense in terms of, like, I love to see them give a countdown to Luke.
Yeah, if you're if you're wondering why these people run out of time to talk to Hannah, it's because the crews run out of time as far as hours they can work. Before ABC has to pay a fortune for all the 100 people on staff working overtime.
Right. All the guys in green beards.
Yeah, the green beards.
And a roller derby.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're like, we don't want to prolong this date because it's going to cut into the budget of our travel dates or
and
whatever.
Not to mention cutting these dudes off is better television.
It's
much better to have a bunch of sourpusses because of, I guarantee you, even if it wasn't because of time, the minute Cam showed up, the producers were like, all right.
Well, also, I think it's instigating. Short. If you're a producer behind the scenes and you're like, hey, guys, you've been here all fucking day.
Yeah.
You're tired. None of you have eaten at all.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, they're like, how would you feel if Cam, the rapper, came and crashed this party?
Right.
And then you're just like, ugh.
Right. Here's some more champagne.
Here's some
more.
Let
me see how you feel about it.
Yo, you want vodka? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. And then that's what happened. Like you said, it was just lining up. So that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
Right? Cam crashes the party.
Right. And
I also really... Are you about to say... I think we're about to say the same thing.
Similar. She took it way better than
I
thought she would take it.
When she turned to the guy next to her and she said, I'm so sorry. Like, I was like, I love her. I love her so much. Like, I get it. She rules. She's amazing.
She handled it perfectly.
Yeah.
With aplomb.
She was,
and if Chris Harrison was Alfred, that's what he would say.
Yes.
He
would. I mean, that was, it was really cool because she was capable. Like, where most bachelor or bachelorettes can't handle those situations, she was very capable of turning to the person next to her and making it sincere enough to be like, I don't know what the fuck this dude's doing here.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And then going, oh my God, you're so sweet for coming here.
Yeah. That's like, a pageant girl there.
Making that turn.
Always be camming.
Always be Cameron.
Always be Cameron.
ABC, baby. And ABC.
And the guy, Dustin, who actually got the rose, who broke his ankle, I'm pretty sure of. He didn't let us in on the injury. She goes, how are you? And he goes, I'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
I'm so pissed I signed that fucking waiver.
Yeah, I still have my socks on with ice. Yeah. So I'm sure it's not great.
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. I'll probably be in immense pain, but the rose will help.
Oh, my God.
They'll do a three-quarter shot on me and not show the broken ankle.
I really, really wanted, they showed Tyler, the contractor / Footloose dancer.
Dude.
Who I just think they're not unleashing that.
Not yet.
Not yet. But just wait. But he's just like, yo,
yeah.
I'm real pissed.
Right.
And then he's just lining up to tell Cam and be like, hey, man, you're a douchebag. Cool.
Yeah,
appreciate you coming at me.
Hey, no, man. I just want to tell you that I don't appreciate what you just did there.
I loved the way all of them did that. I was, really impressed with them. I was really happy. Whatever producer organized that, it was so great.
I mean, the shot of the, our contractor guy walking up, that long shot. Oh, yeah. It's like, at what point, the minute he stepped outside, you just, like, turned off hearing anything Cam was saying. It was so great.
Like, oh! That guy's sneaking up.
Yeah.
This is the moment that Cam really shined for me. When started responding to these guys, and he got this glazed focus in his eye, I was like, this is like cult leader Cam, where he's like, you can do it too. We can live by any rules. Right. We just gotta be bold. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, he's a cult leader. Oh my God, this is it.
Don't listen to the government.
And here's something that you said last night too. It's like the idea that she set herself up by saying to all these assholes to be bold.
Yeah.
You don't tell a room full of these kind of dudes to be bold.
These are hyenas.
Yeah, yes. You're going to get some crazy shit happening.
You tell your sweet, shy, library boyfriend from your hometown, I like a man to be bold. You don't tell a pack of like dudes in front of the camera on steroids.
What?
Right.
Yeah. Let me bold? You want me to be bold?
Bold? I don't know what that means.
I think it means control B.
Yeah, bold. I'm pretty sure that's a Doritos flavor, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that Cam thing, I think it's just the beginning. And I'm surprised. Who's our guy that actually, okay, so let's jump to the... to the rose ceremony. Or not
the
cocktail. No, the cocktail. Jed. We keep forgetting. Jed is the one who said, I'm going to take a step back and...
Oh, do you want me to check this really quick?
No, we don't need to. Jed said, I'm going to take a... Well, let's... So Hannah, first she walks in. And...
has a meltdown for no reason.
Mike's face while she was crying made me so happy. He was just like... I don't know. There was something in his face where I was like, that's your dude right there.
Dude, Mike Johnson he can do no wrong.
He's like, can someone get her a Kleenex?
He's like, I can get a 5.7 on it.
All the looks on their face, because that was the moment I saw Mike Cam. Not Mike Cam. He's not Mike Cam.
He's your Cam.
He's my Cam. I love this psychopath.
Yeah.
Where he is just thought.
We came.
Here's the thing. Cam is that guy that anytime he hears someone talking good about someone, he assumes it's about himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he assumes.
Love those guys.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he's so funny. It's like, oh, he must be talking about
so
me.
So some things happened at this cocktail party that I really want to address.
Dress.
Okay. Tyler C. Is that who you guys were talking about earlier? Is he the contractor, Tyler C?
Yeah, he's got to be.
He said to her that... he feels when he's with her and when he sees her the same way he felt when he was football. In high school about to go play a football game. And I heard that and was like, competitive? You feel competitive when you see her? Like, are you, that's not a comp? Like, that doesn't mean you like her.
I think he meant like the excitement. The way he described it, he was talking about coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And there's like a sense of excitement
when there's pressure on, and
he
could have
elaborated a lot better or used a better analogy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, when I heard that, I thought about, of course, the me playing high school football. That was never a feeling. I just kept thinking that my coach, who literally said to us, don't drink your rent money. And also, like, if you fight a guy 100 times, unless it's me, Joe Green, from the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s, you won't get your ass beat every time, and you can throw somebody in a trash can. And I was like, this is who I'm learning, like, objectives from? Yeah. I was like, cool. But you're right. Like, Malia's right in the sense that, like, Tyler... he's like, all right, here's my moment.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag for me. If someone says that, I'm like, okay, so you feel like the pressure's on and you have to perform when you see me? I don't like that.
But see, I think he knocked it out of the park for her, though.
Yeah, she did. Because she bought it.
She was like, I know. Oh, I did it. I walked through that field, too.
She knew.
She
got hooked.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really hooked her in, you know?
I know.
He's so handy.
He's so handy.
Oh, and also, he looks like the guy from those 90s rom-coms. His profile, the guy who was in My Best Friend's Wedding. And
Rupert Everett.
Is that his name?
Yeah, the moment I wake up guy. Yeah.
The moment I wake up.
Yes.
The British dude.
Yes, I think so. The one that she was like in love with.
Yeah.
Not oh, no, that's,
Oh, Dermot Mulroney?
Yeah. Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah.
He, oh, he's kind of got okay. a little bit of...
Yeah, yeah, like something in his,
There's something about him.
Yeah.
Something about him. Like, who's the guy from My Big Fat Greek Wedding that everybody loves? John.
Oh, yeah. He was on Northern Exposure, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's, like, kind of sexy.
Sex in the City.
He's married to, like, Bo Derek or something. What? Yeah, we're so going crazy with these references, but it's important.
It is important to have your references.
So the cocktail party, we go to that, and then we have...
We have Anna's meltdown.
And then we had the behavioral specialist come out and scream with her.
Kevin.
Which I was like, this is what, like, angsty teenage dreams are made of. Yeah, like, this is so romantic and epic. Like, I loved it.
He's kind of a stud. He's like a reserved dude.
I like him.
He's a pressure cooker, though. I know he's a behavioral specialist or whatever.
Health specialist. I'm so curious what that means.
But
though.
Either way, like I think he like he is getting close to being this like fed up with Cam.
Well, yeah,
I mean, he is. He threw nuggets at him.
Cam interrupted and was like, "I have something planned for the three of us."
Right,
with our cult.
Yeah,
you know, we're gonna go to our center.
Right,
and we're gonna sacrifice whatever animal. Which was a chicken. He's like,
hey, you remember how I told you, like, you won't be able to be adventurous with me and I hate eating anything? So I brought you some shitty food. Like, here, we're not going to try anything.
You can't eat it because you're in the best shape of your life right now. But
here's the best part is, it wasn't there another guy, I don't know if it was right after, who was like, I brought bugs.
Yeah.
It was like the exact
that was the ending.
End credits, Mateo.
Right.
I thought that was genius.
That's genius. Whereas, like, Cam's is like, hey, you know that thing that's, like, not that great about me? Let me emphasize it a little bit more.
It's like a kid's dive. Like, yeah. Watch my dive. Yeah. And he's like, chick, I'm eating nuggets, and I brought my boy Kevin here.
I brought Kevin. It's for all of us.
And then Kevin is just, like, his face is everything to me. Like, how... Like, I saw the behavioral health specialist in him come out. Like, he was just watching Cam. And then he gets up and just, like, excuses himself. And Cam addresses him as if he's the waiter.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, too. Like, Cam is for sure. Like, I think he's betting. He's like, I've signed enough waivers. There's insurance. I can do anything I want to these guys. And they can't touch me.
No.
Whereas in the real world, all these guys would have dropped Cam in a second.
Yeah.
For any of this behavior.
Cam is definitely the Riddler. I think that's the best call.
Yeah. For sure the Riddler.
Kevin's like, I'm going to punch this guy. And the producer's like, well, how about you throw some nuggets on
him? Yeah. How about you say some words and throw a few nuggets?
How about you say this words we wrote for you and then you throw nuggets on
him? It was effective. I liked it.
And then what did we have? So we had...
Okay. So hold on. I made some notes because I felt like this portion was really interesting to me.
Did we also, let's give a shout out to the roller derby girl whose name was Whoopi Rolberg.
Yeah.
Whoopi Rolberg, yes.
Let's just make it.
Okay, so then this drove me crazy. Luke P.
Yeah.
is giving her a quote, sneak peek with a massage and says, quote, you'll learn I'm really good with my hands. Which drove me crazy. Like, any guy that does this, I swear, will never massage his long-term girlfriend ever.
Oh, yeah.
Will never do anything like this once you're actually his girlfriend.
Oh, 100%.
He's gonna break her spine.
Yeah. Like, all I know is, like, that was... Oh, God, that was such a great scene. Because, you know, Hannah, like... This is what I felt. I felt like Hannah was like, you know, she's like looking over her shoulders like, fuck it. This is what I am. I am here to fucking have fun. Mm-hmm. I deserve this.
Yeah.
After Colton, I deserve to like fucking do what I want to do. Yeah. I'm the bachelorette.
I'm the bachelorette.
And good for her. But poor girl got walked in on by Jed.
Walked in, and what I loved about this, what I loved so much is that, first of all, Jed was amazing, but Hannah freaking out, I was like, oh, right, because she actually respects the guy who just walked in,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't feel good or proud of what she's doing with this guy, because she knows he's not hubby material, hopefully.
Hopefully,
but the guy who just walked in is, and I think that's hopefully why she was, like, swearing so much and freaking out.
Yeah.
That's how I interpreted it, anyway.
Let's hope. You know, we can hope. But, like, you know, Luke knows, I mean, Luke is just a bunch of pent up, like, boiling semen. Like, just, yeah, you could see it, like, leaking out of his eyes. Like, just, oh, God! Yeah, it's just like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, all he just wants it so bad. So bad that he had to, like, go to her after the episode.
I know.
In front of a camera crew. And just be like, yo, can we talk? Can we talk? Like, which means, yo, can we fucking make out? Can I touch you? You want to go back to where we were?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, can we go somewhere? He's like, no, right here.
Yeah, right here.
Sit in my lap.
Sit in my lap. I want them to watch. Like,
oh, it was like, so yucky. I didn't like it.
And here's what's great about that, too, is if she's smart, okay, let's give her credit and say that she's just playing the part and sees through all this. Because he said all the things, like... He said, I'm not lying. I'm 100% being real, being honest.
Well, after she said to him, hey, you know, what you said are some really heavy words, and I feel like maybe you're just being too competitive.
Is that what she said? Competitive?
Yeah, she says, I feel like you're being competitive, and those are really serious things to say, and right. I don't want you to say it if you don't.
Yeah, you gonna massage me or what?
Yeah. You have my shirt off. Nah. Just leave me like this?
Yeah.
No.
But like, I'm aroused.
I mean, here's the thing. He said all, like, it's like, he said all the things that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but saying he's not, so it's like, I swear I'm not a liar. Anyone who says, I swear I'm not a liar, is a liar. You know, like, mm-hmm. And if she's smart, she is picking up on all that. Or she's just enjoying the fun.
He's going to stay around. He's going to
stay around.
He's good for television, him and Cam. Now, they should go on. That should be the two-on-one.
But wait, did you get... Okay, in Luke P's interview, that's the best part. Luke P had mad respect for Cam. He's like, I get his behavior. Did you see? He's like, I understand why he's doing what he's doing.
He's like, I think he's trying too hard, but yeah. I get what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like, he basically was like, that's not the way to be bold. I'm doing it the right way, but I get it. I respect you, psychopath. I'm just a different breed of psychopath, you know? Like, he's totally on the same level with Cam. They're like, I think they both...
They gotta duel it out.
Yeah,
they gotta duel it out.
Respect for their psychosis, you know?
Yeah, I can't, I mean... Yeah, Hannah was getting all hot and bothered. She's got that great dress on. She has a weird meltdown about nothing.
Yeah, she's just crying. You know, like, it was so funny because she was like a kid on Christmas morning. She's just like, oh.
What are you talking about?
So here's the story. When I was a child, like, there were years when I was real little where every Christmas I was sick because I would wake up in the morning on Christmas morning and I was too overwhelmed at like all the things Santa had brought me that I had to go back to bed because it made me sick. So I would see a bike and I'd just be like, oh my God, I can't believe. And I'd have, and like it would make me physically ill. And
that is exactly who we're dealing with here. Right, that is right. Like Michael to his core.
It was just too much. I couldn't believe all the good things that were happening.
Like, and he'd have to... like a webcam, like, oh, look at this bug.
Yeah, look at this little bastard.
Bike.
Yeah.
Look at his reaction. This guy's gonna crumble.
Oh my God, I'm literally gonna be my pants. Stop.
But like, so, but that's the thing. I think that was what was happening.
To get you on this show.
I know. I think that's what
happened. One of the dates is they gotta recreate a Christmas for you.
And Michael's mom would have to take him to his room and throughout the course of the day, bring him one gift at a time so he wouldn't
not overwhelmed.
Yes.
Oh my God, post-its? Yeah, Santa, how did you know?
Oh, dude.
Oh my God.
I do think that's what was... I think that's what happened to Anna. I think she had a moment when she showed up to the...
She showed up to Christmas. Like, look at your new bike.
It was Christmas. She was just like so grateful that there's just so much good dick in the room. Yeah. She has access to so much good dick and like all these great guys. And that's what was happening. She was melting down. It was too much because everyone's so good and like...
TikTok.
She's just so sharp.
God, I would love to see you on Easter.
Oh, Easter.
Easter was my holiday.
Yeah.
Easter was
her
holiday. Easter was mine.
Like you opening the eggs? Oh, what is it? It's a black licorice jelly bean, and they're not good, but I love it. It's all yellow Starburst. How did you know Easter Bunny? Did you talk to Santa?
I'm so not worthy. I'm not deserving. Not
Yeah, that's basically I was a child and felt he wasn't worthy of all the love.
Oh my god, Michael.
So let's get back to the Bachelor.
And they gave her a handkerchief, or I thought it was a jag rag. I was like,
Oh god.
Grab your hands on this thing.
Watch your eyes.
A sham wow or something.
Next day, she's like, somehow I got pink eye. I don't know.
Sorry, I got a little in my anus. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so she and then the rose ceremony happens, and the people who didn't do anything got cut.
Yeah, this is like,
except for the server got picked, right, Jonathan?
He's wearing the
Roy Orbison bolo. Yeah. No collar. It was.
Yeah, he was. He got picked. He's with us still.
Good.
Our Newport Beach
he got
car
cut.
Dealer or car salesman, he got cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he, like, honestly, like, I'm surprised. Hannah's really, I feel like she's really in tune with the audience, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, she cut some people. I was like, okay, I could see that happening.
Yeah, yeah. Like everyone who's been cut so far, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
And she
makes sense.
She kept John Paul Jones.
She kept John Paul Jones. Oh. John Paul Jones and Luke P could hit it off, I feel like.
Mm.
Or maybe he just, you, well, I mean, I don't know. He's the ultimate wild card.
Yeah.
JP Jones?
Yeah. JPJ.
JPJ?
He has not said anything.
Well, how old is he?
Probably like 70. He's like that in the Airplane magazine of the guy who took testosterone who's cooking. And was like, oh, I used to be this, but now I'm all like jacked up.
Now I'm like this. Heath Ledger before he died.
Yes.
No.
I bet he's thinking of one-on-one.
Yeah.
He's the Jack Stone of this season, but Jack Stone's super sweet.
Wait, and
Rachel's who's Jack Stone?
Jack Stone was the lawyer, and Rachel's like, Rachel!
Oh, hey! Right.
Like, just very sweet, very nice. Yeah. But John Paul Jones is like, I'm John Paul Jones.
Yeah.
My friend's we'll
John
see
Paul
what happens. I'm not that intrigued with him right
now. No, here's the thing. Other people have shined since then that I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see...
The pilot is just...
Yes.
Pilot is not that great of a job, and I kind of think it's silly when people flaunt it like it is, because it's like, you're never going to be home. It's going to be the weirdest hours ever. And on top of that, like, I've been on, like, one pilot date in my life where this guy was like, it's our first date, I'm going to take you up in a helicopter because I'm a pilot. And it was, like, the worst first date of my life, because you can't hear or talk at all. You're just right. In a pilot. You're, like, up in the air. It's loud.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to say to each other. And it was really dull.
But she's going to have all the time to do all the good in the world she wants to do. That's if she
true.
Marries him.
Right. Like, this is what I think happens. When you hear the word pilot, mm-hmm. you hear, free vacations for life. I can go anywhere I want.
If he's a pilot for Spirit.
Yeah, Spirit. He's like, I go to El Paso.
Yeah.
And, Denver, Colorado.
And maybe Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota, Florida.
Oh my God.
Sometimes Reno on the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm here to break the, what is it?
The wheel?
No, not the wheel. Just the reputation that pilot is a fun job.
Oh yeah, no.
For it's, someone that you love to have.
It's just a higher end blue collar job.
Unless you're like the Southwest, well, not even them, but like the Southwest attendants who do like the stand up comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
That is probably gotta be terrible to tell those jokes. But yeah, I'm hoping this guy, what if he just levels with her and is like, you know what? Flying jets with missiles, that's fucking fun.
That's fun.
Going a red eye from LAX to New York while people are just sleeping. That's not fun. But what if he flows like blue jets? Like that would be like.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think.
Yeah,
do
that's
think,
fun.
I do think he is. He is a private. I think that's the kind of pilot he is.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, maybe that's like better. Oh,
wow. Like, he only flies, like, rich people. Oh, that's
imagine
what...
if he took Michael up on, a private jet. Like, Michael would be like, would I can't take it.
Get sick.
We're so close to Santa. Like, let's try and see you. I want to thank
just get
him.
Nauseous from his emotions.
Cool water, how did you know?
What did you do?
You put ice in my Coca-Cola. Oh my God.
Why do I love Bloody Mary mix so high up?